You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today, I am definitely covering tools you can use in leadership and life. The topic is conquering their stay stuck strategies. And I'm specifically going to talk about deflection. So this is going to be a little bit of a series. I'm going to talk about some of the other stay stuck strategies that I often see. But today's is deflection. And I'm sure that you have dealt with this both in your business life and your personal life. So deflection. So let's say you're having a conversation with someone and they are very creative at coming up with every other topic that they think that you should discuss at the time. So deflection is basically what I envision when I think of deflection, because I'm so visual. So I always create these kind of little pictures in my head. So deflection, picture yourself going down an expressway and the person you're in conversation with keeps trying to take exit ramps. Your job is to keep them down on that main thoroughfare. So on the expressway heading where you'd like to go. I'm definitely talking about mostly in leadership when you're working with an employee and having one of those correction conversations. So I've covered in the past a couple different episodes where I've talked about, you know, the five keys to great correction conversations, etc. So in this one, I'm going to cover some of the stay stuck strategies that you end up having to deal with or conquer when you're having those conversations. Now, I use the term conquer. Really, it's about conquering you. Ultimately, the person that you're having communication with, they get to control what they do, and then you get to control what you do. So conquering their stay stuck strategy is about you maintaining your control, continuing to lead from the platform. And leading from the platform is you have this sturdy foundation and you're not knocked off by emotions. You're not going to get frustrated or angry or loud. You're going to maintain professionalism and continue to be articulate because you are focused. So to conquer someone who's using the stay stuck strategy of deflection, you need to keep bringing them back to topic. So for instance, let's say you're in a meeting and you're trying to talk to somebody about being late and they say, you think I'm late. You should see Susie. She's been late 4 times last week. Okay, they're trying to take the exit ramp. So what you do is you say, thanks for letting me know, but that's not what we're here to discuss. Today, we're here to discuss you and how I can help you be successful in your work. So then they might say, well, Joe is constantly sabotaging everything. And you say, thank you for letting me know. I'll make note of that. And I will certainly look into that. But for right now, what we need to do is focus on you. So do you see how every time someone's trying to take an exit ramp, you're bringing them right back? So in your personal life, you probably have dealt with this as well. So maybe with your kids, you're trying to talk about doing the dishes and they're trying to talk about the fact that you didn't pick up a pizza or whatever it is. And the goal, the winning way against the deflection stay stuck strategy is keep them focused on the objective. I want you to be successful. I want you to keep working here and being a productive member of the team. You need to listen now, and we really need to take this time to effectively talk about what success looks like for you and what you must do to do a better work here. So you keep bringing them back. So that's the quick little strategy for deflection. I know they can be tough. They get so creative. And I use some very simple examples. Sometimes they fly off the wall with the conversations that they try to start. They bring up all kinds of stuff. Or maybe they start crying about stuff that's going on at home. And then you just want to say, I'm so sorry that's happening. Do you need some support with that? Right now, we're going to talk about your work. Do you think you can focus on that? And then, you know, and then let's talk about getting you some support with what's going on at home. But wow, you know, if you have that stuff going on at home, I sure hope that let's dive into the issues here and get those resolved so that you can then focus on your home life. So those are the quick strategies. Thanks for listening in today. If you need any additional help and support with some of the drama challenges that you've got going on, head over to my website at defeatthedrama.com, fill out that contact form, and connect with me. I would love to talk to you about how I can support you in aligning your team and making your business objectives happen. Also, I love if you would subscribe for this to this podcast, submit a review, and support this mission. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, and I'm on a mission to defeat drama now.